Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast, and we are having a bonus episode today, and I have brought one of our favorites back, Gregory Martin, and we are going to talk about AI and what we're seeing as psychotherapists as, you know, AI has started to become part of our daily lives, and yeah, we'll just take it from there. So Gregory, welcome. Welcome back. Yeah. So artificial intelligence and what we're seeing in our patients. What are you noticing?
So even in like kind of like people who really consume porn, I mean, there's a lot of AI stuff being posted in general. But then on top of that, like if you, to my knowledge with ChatGPT, if you pay money, if you use it for free, you only get 3 images a day that you can kind of create. But if you pay for it, you get unlimited. And what you do is you train it with different images and prompts and things like that. So that will supercharge the pornography that you want to see, tailor-made to every single specific thing that you can, so you can train it to look who you want to look like. So if you want it to look like a fictional character, if you want to look, make it look like a real actor, actress, and mm-hmm. then just put them in whatever positions and fantasy mm-hmm. or fetishes, you can do that.
Okay. So just like the dawn of the internet was what we call the age of the pornography accelerant, right? Mm-hmm. So it went from magazines to the internet. And now we're seeing it go from internet to AI. And in the world of pornography, why is this so dangerous?
I think it's the ease of access, which allows you to avoid any kind of rejection or negative feelings, what it would mean to pursue and make connections with a real person. So it's easy to just have, I'm going to take my ball and go home kind of mentality with it. So
I would also say that because of your ability to sort so quickly to find things that are in your arousal templates mm-hmm. would again throw accelerant on that disease. And so the ease of access, mm-hmm. the, you know, specifications to your arousal template, and just again to be able to create a sense of artificial connection, because a lot of our pornography addicts are also codependents yeah. and they are looking for some imaginary fantastical connection mm-hmm. and artificial intelligence starts to create that.
Oh, there's already ads on YouTube even where it's like create your own AI girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it, even further of what you said, it is, because what I'm working with my clients with right now is like repairing your relationship with reality. And when you can tailor-made something that's only in your mind and your imagination, that just further disconnects you from reality.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. So that takes us to some of what you and I have seen in our own group practice, what our colleagues are seeing, what our peers are seeing, what we're starting to talk about, I think, as a community of practitioners, is the AI psychosis. And I have definitely been witness to this, and it is quite disturbing. Have you also seen this?
Specifically, what I've seen is tailor-made porn right now. I myself have not seen, well, actually, in my, not clinically, but in my personal life, I've actually had a friend who's going through a rather difficult breakup and is seeking his own therapy with ChatGPT.
Yes. And that was, is part of what I'm seeing in my practice is some of, actually, I can think of three. And of course, now I've put some implements into place to ensure that they're no longer seeking therapeutic, you know, conversations through AI because of what it is doing to them cognitively, mentally, emotionally, and how they're starting to decline in their progress. So I've put all of these implements in place now, but there are still three clients where there was so much damage done. They would create bots, basically. They would feed them the information based on who they are, what they like, what their preferences are, what their trauma is, their journals, you know, all of these things, dump it in there, and then start to try to receive therapy through their own lens, through their own mind. And so it creates this vortex, if you will, that sucks them down into psychosis. It's just like this echo chamber, right? And the delusions that I was witnessing coming out of that practice, it was alarming.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm sure that other people are putting content like this conversation out into the world, but I think we need to be really on guard about the damage that's being done to people who are seeking out therapy through AI and living in their own echo chamber, and that leading to a psychotic break.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey there. Tap, tap, tap. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know, it's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.
Even if we take a broader scope than even mental health in general, like look at children who are growing up with AI and like their English comprehension in regards to their ability to write, how much people are, I even heard of law firms using AI to write documentation, things of that nature. So it literally is getting everywhere quite quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, frankly, you know, as I believe with the internet, as I believe with any content, as I believe with anything, is like, you know, you can use it for good. Oh my gosh, can these things be used for the greater good? They can also be used for very dark, dark evil. And when it comes to using AI to try to get therapy, quote unquote, talk therapy on a regular basis, it is very destructive. And can lead to psychosis and a psychotic break in reality, because like you said, you're in that echo chamber of trying to sort through your own reality over and over and over again. and then you get bits and pieces of crap from the internet thrown in there and a lot of really bad content that was already out there on the web. So, I mean, it really is destructive. And while there's a lot of great ways to use this technology and lean into it and to create ease in your life, I think there are also some ways that are quite destructive in the worlds of psychology and pornography.
At least in the very early iterations of ChatGPT. I'm not sure where it is now. I think it may still be this, but it was like designed to agree with you. Mm-hmm. Like it will challenge you in some ways, but it is mostly designed to be a yes man and confirm what you are trying to go into.
That's right.
So
yeah, which is, you know, the opposite of why we want to go and work with a trusted other and somebody trained professionally to recognize your incongruence,
right,
and to challenge you and to bring to light some things that are repressed. Obviously, yeah, AI is not going to be able to do that.
One of the feedback I remember my friend said that he got was something regarding the breakup, something about remaining emotionally strong enough. If you can remain emotionally strong enough, then, you know, it's like, that is...
What does that mean?
That is not good. That is so bad for you.
Yes, yes. And so, yes, a lot of bad, negative feedback. But unfortunately, because you've created it, it's easy to accept as truth. And you crave that validation. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard not to go down a very deep rabbit hole that leads to, inevitably, to psychosis. And so you and I have talked about this, and I'm kind of putting this out there to both people receiving therapy, but also people who are practitioners. And we have had conversations about in our intake paperwork, being sure that people agree not to use AI in certain unhealthy ways while they're in treatment. Okay. So there's that at least contractual verbal agreement that says, yes, when I'm investing in my healing process and in therapy, I will not engage in AI that way.
Yeah. No, I definitely think that is needed right now, because I think it's very easy to get blowback, right, when you try to challenge someone who is using AI right now and, like, why can't I?
Well, it's another part of what's so scary about it, mm-hmm, is the attachment to it, and the dependency on it is quite alarming. Mm-hmm. It rivals that of the addiction, right? Mm-hmm. So now you've got two addictions in the room, not just the pornography, not just the sexual addiction, not just the betrayal trauma, not just, I mean, now you've got the addiction to AI and the psychological dependency on it. And it's like, that's a lot. It's a lot to deal with, and we don't want to add more, you know, trauma and lengthen people's recovery process. And so that's why we would ask people to disengage.
What I dislike the most, what not most, but one of the things in life that is frustrating is that research is 10 years behind culture. So when's anything regarding AI going to be in the DSM, right? Yeah, things like that. When's it going to start getting defined as...
Well, we are definitely seeing it. Mm-hmm. It probably won't be defined until they republish, and that's going to be a while. But I have a hard time believing that won't be in there, because if we're seeing it this quick, mm-hmm, you can imagine how deep it's going to go. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It'll be like an autopsy of it, right? Of the concept. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're going to see the symptoms and the decline. It's going to be like when you... It's a bad, bad... Yeah. Very clinical word, bad.
Yes, yeah, it's bad. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we just wanted to put that out into the world and add this, you know, just to your thought process for the day is, you know, we talk about taking inventory all of the time. Mm-hmm. So as we start to engage in these new tools, let's look at what's life giving, mm-hmm, and what's life taking.
Yeah.
You know, how do we want to utilize this to better ourselves? Uh-huh. And I definitely respect and honor why people would think, oh, well, I'll use it for my psychological health and well-being. That'll be life-giving. And we're just here to say it's not. It's life-taking and very destructive and potentially dangerous. I do believe it's leading to quite a bit of increase in suicidality and suicide completion. So let's go ahead and get in front of this, guys. Let's just be honest about how we're using these new tools.
I do have one good example, and it's from my mom with using AI, and it was, she was doing different versions of the outside landscaping for her house. She was generating pictures.
I mean, there are so many cool things, mm-hmm, that you can do that I really do. I think they can let you go deeper into healthy habits and hobbies and to organize things for you, and I think what it offers people who struggle with task initiation and ADHD and things like that, I mean, my gosh, there are tons of
healthy ways to engage in these tools, but there's also a lot of danger out there. Like with any new technology, we have to learn how to use it.
I completely agree.
All right. Well, thanks guys for listening to us. And if you liked this, please, please, please first subscribe and then review and then give us a comment because we want to hear from you. All right. See you next time. Bye. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWave's X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/Andrea Epting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.